ourselves to the teaching of God's word. Fellowship with believers, breaking bread in communion. Won't you come and join us?
Welcome to The Sustaining Word, a listener-supported teaching ministry of Calvary Chapel, Manitowoc, Wisconsin. Join Pastor Joe Guglielmo for today's study from God's Word, the Bible. Stay tuned at the end of the broadcast for program ordering information.
Soylent Green, you know what year that was? 2022. You know Soylent Green? Do you know the movie? The crackers were humans they were eating. We're living in 2022. I don't want to freak you out, but just saying, I think we're gaining so much. We're doing this at such a rapid rate because artificial intelligence is so quick. Things that would take us years to develop, because of artificial intelligence, they're developing things very quicker. My insulin pump and glucose meter, they used artificial intelligence to develop the logarithms to run these things. Now, those are good things, right? Artificial intelligence is not necessarily evil, but man is, and he will use it for evil. That's the problem. This image is going to give, or this false prophet is going to give life, breath, to this image of the beast. Notice what it says here in verse 15. That the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. How could any human do that? They can't. But artificial intelligence can hold so much information that it can know. It's really interesting. And again, this whole idea of this transhuman humanism, wow. There is a book out to be a machine. And we're told it is their belief that we can and should eradicate aging as a cause of death, that we can and should use technology to augment our bodies and our minds, that we can and should merge with machines, remaking ourselves, finally, in the image of our own higher ideals. You know what that reminds me of? And maybe I'm off on this, but for me, it reminds me of the Tower of Babel. What was man doing? Hey, we're doing our own thing. We're building a tower to reach up to the heavens to talk with the spirit world. We're denying. What did God say? I want you to spread out, right? They refused. What are we saying here? We're not going to die. What did God say in Genesis to Eve? If she took of that fruit, you shall surely die. The devil said, no, you're not. What are these people saying? We're not going to die. We're going to put our minds into these computer systems and we will never die. They're rebelling against God, just like the Tower of Babel. It's the craziest thing. Again, this stuff could be used for good things, for amputees, these arms and legs that they make. I mean, it's amazing what's out there. But again, it's going to be used for evil. We saw Criswell with his little video. This guy's a brilliant guy developing a lot of this stuff. He thinks the turning point again is going to be around 2030 when biotechnology will enable humans and generally intelligent computers and AI systems to merge together. 2030, it's 8 years away. I think the Lord's return's got to be before all this really comes into play. It's crazy. That's where we're moving. Chips implanted in brains. Really a cool technology if you think about it for paraplegics or quadriplegics, right? They can't move their legs or they can't move, if they're quads, they can't move their arms or maybe very little or their legs. So you have a chip in your brain that could talk to the door and say, open the door as you're thinking about it. Speak to the computer. Very good technology that's going to be used for evil. And that's the problem. A lot of information out there. I am blown away. I don't know if anyone else is. And I think a lot of these researchers are blown away at how fast we're attaining this technology. I think it reaches its climax, I think, at the 3.5-year mark of the 7-year tribulation period. I'll talk about that in a minute. But it's interesting. The first commentary we have on the book of Revelation, written by Victorinus in the early church, says of Revelation 13:15, "He shall cause also that a golden image of Antichrist shall be placed in the temple at Jerusalem, and the apostate angel should enter and thence utter voices and oracles." Well, think about when he wrote this. The early church, okay, maybe 100, 200 AD, wrote this before we have all the technology we have today. So he saw a statue in which this demon entered it. We have the technology today to give life to these artificial intelligence. And I think that's what we're seeing. In Daniel chapter 3, we see this King Nebuchadnezzar set up this image of this multi-metallic image. Multi-metallic image was in Daniel chapter 2. Chapter 3 sets up a gold statue, a gold image in the plain of Dura, sun shining, it's glistening. He says, every time you hear the sound of that music, not the sound of music, that's a different story, but the sound of this music, you are to bow before this image and worship it. And whoever doesn't is going to be thrown in to the fiery furnace. Shadrach, and Meshach, and Abednego refused to do it. They worshiped the true and living God. But that was one person, the king, and his servants, looking at who wasn't worshiping, who wasn't bowing down. Now you have the entire world to deal with. And I think that's why this has to be some kind of artificial intelligence to monitor everything. And again, I'll talk a little bit about that in a minute here. But here's the thing. This Antichrist establishes a one-world government. The false prophet establishes a one-world religion, gives power to the beast, to the Antichrist. And it's interesting. Today, we see the Church of Jesus Christ moving away from the truths of God found in the Word of God. And I think we're moving towards the Church of Laodicea, the apostate church where Jesus is outside the church knocking to get in. You see, many Christians believe, I think it was like, what was it, like 70% of evangelical Christians believe there are that other religions get you to God just as Christianity does. 70%. What are you reading? Jesus says he is the way. So, for this one world religion to come into effect, you have to remove the Jesus of the Bible. He's got to be gone. And that's what the church is really doing today. And it's happening very quickly. Look at verse 16. "And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name." Let me start out by saying this, and it'll help kind of set the stage for what's being spoken here. This is a cashless society. This was a man who lived in Bulgaria's communist regime. And this is what he said years ago. He said, "You cannot understand and you cannot know that the most terrible instrument of persecution ever devised is an innocent ration card. You cannot buy and you cannot sell except according to that little innocent card. If they please, you can be starved to death. And if they please, you can be disposed of everything you have. For you cannot trade and you cannot buy sell without permission." We see that today. We're moving towards a cashless society. I was talking to my son. He was talking about Bitcoin, you know. It's a crazy thing. But this is going to possibly be the cashless society. It's all electronic. There's no real money anymore. It's all bitcoins. Again, this stuff couldn't happen 2,000 years ago or 1,000 years ago or 500 years ago or 100 years ago or 50 years ago, but it's happening today. This is from way back in 1975 from the San Jose Mercury. And it speaks of a proposal by Dr. Henry Alderman of the European Common Market Confederacy in Brussels. And it didn't come to pass, but it's interesting what he was calling for, because we see that we're moving towards that today. He says, "The massive plan involves a digital number system for every human being on Earth." This is in 1975. "A computer would assign each citizen of the world a number that would be invisibly laser tattooed on the forehead or on the back of the hand. It would provide a walking credit card system. The number would show up on infrared scanners and be placed at all checkout counters and places of business. By using this 3-6 digital unit, the entire world can be assigned a working number, an international mark that would do away with all currency or coin instead of credit notes exchanged through a world-fixing system. Nobody could buy or sell without this digital marking system on them. One man can have at his fingertips the number of any man on earth. When one of the market leaders was asked what would happen if anyone objected to this system and refused to cooperate, he replied rather poignantly, "We would have to use force to make him conform to the requirements." That was a foreshadowing of what's coming. We're seeing this come to pass today. When the Antichrist starts us, when this is implemented, I believe it's very early on in the tribulation period, it's all voluntary. It's not mandatory. By the 3.5-year mark of the 7-year tribulation period, it's no longer voluntary anymore. It's mandatory. You have to have this mark. And the mark, it speaks of a brand or a seal that's placed upon the person's right hand or on their forehead. And this is a mark. You know, we talk about the computer chips inserted under the skin. People freak out. That's, you know, the mark of the beast. It's not the mark of the beast. In fact, you know, mark of the beast doesn't happen until the tribulation period. But this is some kind of laser tattoo that's put on the skin so you could visibly see it. I think that probably down the road, that tattoo can have all the your information, health, where you live, name, social security number, whatever they need. And you could use it with your credit card. Now, when you just think about that, it sounds really good, doesn't it? I mean, I don't have to carry my wallet anymore. I got all my information right here. But there's evil people in the world that are going to use it for evil. And this is something even worse. This is not just, you know, receiving this mark. This is you're worshiping the Antichrist. And ultimately, Satan. There's the problem. Years ago, there was Digital Angel. I haven't heard a whole lot about it lately. It's personal tracking and recovery system. But this is the applications for this device. And this was back in, 1999? Wow. It can be used to monitor patients' vital signs and analyze them. Awesome, right? Someone's sick? You can find that out right away. It can be implemented in cattle and other livestock to track the health and location of these animals. Well, now we can't have livestock anymore because meat's bad for us. So, and cows produce, you know, carbon dioxide, and that's bad for the atmosphere. It can be used to track people that have been kidnapped. Yeah, pretty cool. It can be used to track soldiers and monitor their vital signs, and it can give crucial information to military leaders. Well, now we're looking at Android, artificial intelligence soldiers. So, interesting. It could be used to monitor people who are on parole under house arrest and so on. Well, you know, got the little things on the ankles, the ankle bracelets. Now, this would be a little bit less intrusive, I guess. It could be used in the assessing of firearms and that only the owner of the gun would be able to fire the weapon. It wouldn't fire if you didn't have the right identification. You wonder if they could take that identification away or enable your gun from firing? Maybe. And it's only a short step until this is used for the buying and selling of things like you would use a credit card. Yeah. Now, I don't know, this is a commercial from years ago, and I haven't seen it lately. I'm sure you can find it on YouTube. But it blew me away, because this was before we had a lot of this technology. We're just starting to implement some of this stuff. And it shows this guy, he's got a trench coat on, he's got long hair, kind of, you know, it looks kind of rough. And he goes into the store, and he's going to the shelves, and he's taking stuff out, putting it in his trench coat. Taking stuff out, just filling up his trench coat with stuff. And this guy's stealing. So you see him, you're watching him as he's traveling through the store, he's walking through the aisles, and he walks by the cash register and he goes right out the door. And here comes this security guard, pulls something off the register, comes running after the guy. You think, oh, the guy's busted now, you know? He was caught stealing, everyone knew it. And the security guard goes, "Sir, your receipt." I thought, wow, and that was years ago. We're there today, we could do that. We have that kind of technology. That's how crazy it is. Again, please understand, the COVID shot is not the mark of the beast. I mean, I heard one teacher say it was the mark of the beast. The thing is, it's not activated yet. It's not activated until the tribulation period. So if you as a Christian got the jab, then you're okay because it's not activated. Once this 3.5-year mark of the 7-year tribulation period comes, then it will be activated. And if you're here during that time, then you're not saved. You can't be saved. Well, that's wrong on a lot of levels. First, if the COVID shot is the mark of the beast, it doesn't matter when you get it. You're doomed. You're not saved, right? If that's true, it's not. But Revelation 14, 9 through 11, listen to what we're told. Then a third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, "If anyone worships the beast in his image and receives his mark on his forehead or on his hand, he himself shall also drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out full strength into the cup of his indignation. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb, and the smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night who worship the beast in his image and who receives the mark of his name." Now, if anyone's received the COVID shot, did you get it in your forehead? Did you get it in your right hand? No, you got it in your arm. So first of all, that, you know, he's way off on that. So again, let's look at the Bible and compare to what he said to the Bible. And again, there's no stipulation for when it's taken. If the COVID shot is actually the mark of the beast, there's no stipulation. If you received it, you can't be saved. But again, that's not true. There is absolutely not one person on this planet during this period of time of the tribulation period that is going to be tricked into receiving this mark of the beast. This is a willful rejection of Jesus Christ and worship of the Antichrist and Satan. This is willful. That's why the Christians living during this period of time can't receive it, because they're going to, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, couldn't worship anyone but the true and living God. Why does this mark exclude you from being saved when murderers and all kinds of others can be saved? Like I said, it's a decision to worship the Antichrist and Satan, but maybe this technology goes further. And I'm just throwing this out there. I don't know if this is how it's going to play out. But maybe this mark will link you to this image of the beast. Very possible. The technology is growing at such a rapid rate. And so now you're intertwined with the image of the beast, whose whole point is to bring you to worship the Antichrist, and if you don't, you're going to die, which is kind of interesting. You wonder if they have this mark, and the image of the beast recognizes that you're rejecting the worship of the Antichrist and Satan. I wonder what he could do, maybe give you some kind of death blow and kill you. I don't know. I mean, this image of the beast has the power to put people to death who don't worship the Antichrist. Wow. Amazing stuff. And I get blown away when I look at the technology, guys. It's exciting because it tells me the Lord is coming soon. And that's why, you know, maybe this, you know, linking ourselves to computers, I don't think it's going to be a mass thing happening until this period of time, when you're going to link yourself, like I said, to the Antichrist by taking this mark. So it's possible. We'll see. Verse 18 to finish up. "Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. Now, again, there's a lot of predictions of who this beast is by trying to calculate this number 666 to their name. Early on, you know, it was Caligula, it was Domitian, Napoleon, Hitler, Mussolini, Stalin, Kennedy, Ronald Wilson, Reagan, and others. A whole list of things. I don't know. How many of you remember Mikhail Gorbachev? Yeah. So, you know, he had that mark on his head, right? They said that was the dragon. He was the Antichrist, you know. It was ridiculous, but it was kind of fun to listen to all this stuff going on. The birthmark was a birthmark. It wasn't, they said it looked like a dragon, I guess. It come on, guys, get with it. We spend a lot of time trying to figure out who this man is instead of looking to the God-man Jesus Christ who's coming back for us. Here's the thing. We're not going to be around when the Antichrist is revealed, are we? And there's a lot of names you could put in to figure out, you know, and it'll lead them to being the Antichrist. A lot of names fit that 666. I don't think that's really for us. You know, in Greek, Hebrew, Latin, the letters have numerical equivalents. So, and the numbering system is gematria. And so the Antichrist name is 666. To me, when I look at that, first of all, what does seven mean? Completeness, perfection. Number eight speaks of new beginnings, Jesus. The number six speaks of man, incompleteness. So here we have 666. No matter how many six you put after his name, he's still going to fall short of perfection. He's just a man. But maybe another way of looking at this is the unholy trinity, that Satan, you know, is incomplete. The Antichrist is incomplete. The false prophet is incomplete. When compared to the holy trinity, 777, ultimate completeness. We've seen the emergence of the false Christ who unites the world into a one-world government, the Antichrist, the worship of him. We also see the emergence of the false prophet unites the world into one world religion. The masses are going to worship the beast. And if you don't, you're going to be put to death. That's how violent these times are going to be. Now, I understand there's people today, Kingdom Now Theology and that group, Latter-day Saints it was called. There's a lot of different names it was called. They really think that they're going to make this world better before the Lord comes back. I don't see that anywhere in the scriptures. In fact, the world's going to get a lot worse. It's not going to get better until Jesus Christ comes back and sets up his kingdom. We need to look at what the scriptures say. And we need to rescue as many people as we can from the grasp of Satan. Take them out of the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of God. It's so important. Because we're looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Paul said, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. He told Titus, speak these things, exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no one despise you. You know what? People are going to make fun of you. Don't let it stop you. Oh, you really think Jesus is going to come back? I absolutely do. How could you be so sure? Because God doesn't lie. And everything he has spoken of has come to pass. And if you don't believe that God, these words are inspired by God, come from the very breath of God, then explain the Jewish people to me. Because they should have been gone long ago. And they're still here. So if you could explain how the Jewish people survived, almost 2,000 years without a homeland, they've kept their identity, and they kept the Hebrew language, just as the Lord said in the Old Testament prophets said that they were going to speak the Hebrew language. And they are. You realize that in 250 BC, the Hebrew scriptures were translated into Greek, the Septuagint, because the Jews couldn't read Hebrew anymore. Do you know what they speak and read today in Israel? Hebrew. So if you could explain away the Jews to me, I'll think about it. But you're not going to be able to. And that's just one point. We need to keep looking upward, guys. Keep sharing our faith and not be ashamed of the gospel of Christ that's been entrusted to us, because it's the power of God to salvation to everyone who believes. That's the positive. No, yeah, this stuff is pretty ugly. Jesus is coming back and he's given us a mission. Go out into all the world and preach the gospel, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe these things that I have given to you, I've taught you. So it's not just bringing them to faith. It's then teaching them the things of God. May we do that. Let's pray. Father, we again thank you for your word. And it's just amazing as we look at what you've prophesied ahead of time 2,000 years ago. We see these things coming to pass before our eyes, this technology just appearing before us. And we see how the nations of the world are gathering, to trying to gather together into a one world government. We see the religions coming together. And Lord, we again, like I said, see the technology for the image of the beast to come forward. Lord, your return is getting close and we're so excited. But Lord, let us not be stagnant. Let us not waste the time that we have to bring the gospel to a lost and dying world. We thank you, Lord, and ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Devoting ourselves to the teaching of God's word, fellowship with believers, breaking bread in communion, won't you come and join us? As we feast on God's word, come and join together in the presence of God.
That's all the time we have for today's teaching. If you would like a personal copy of this message, mention today's date when you contact us. Our mailing address is Calvary Chapel, Manitowoc, Post Office Box 224, Manitowoc, Wisconsin, 54221-0224. Our telephone number is area code 920-682-6163. Or visit us on the web at www.thesustainingword.com, where you can listen to past studies and review the study notes. It is the hope of Pastor Joe and the congregation of Calvary Chapel, Manitowoc, that you would grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Until next time, may the Lord nourish you with His sustaining word.